Noise is a cruel ruler who is always imposing curfews, while stillness and quiet break open the vintage bottles and awake the real band. It's Curfews by Hafiz. Every night lately at 8 o'clock, my neighborhood erupts with applause, and that kind of joy and collective celebration breaks a deeper silence, an acknowledgement of the other. It's a sound calling us together as a community. I listen some nights, and other nights I step out on the front porch and howl, flick my light switch on and off. Across the street, they've started banging a drum, blasting 70s dance hall songs. Someone has even gotten their hands on a few fireworks. The community does this to thank healthcare workers on the front lines of our collective fight. I try to also think of grocery store clerks and gas station attendants who never once imagined that their minimum wage jobs would put them in the line of any fire. The noise of our daily lives has slipped away, and the collective hollering in the hills where I live is the loudest part of any given day. The rush of the road below has dimmed to a quiet hum. The chatter, the smog, the rush, and the usual mob of more ordinary stressors has faded to next to nothing. From that swell of silence, the music of our collective acknowledgement breaks the surface like a great bird, contemplative and powerful, grateful and free. Noise is a cruel ruler who is always imposing curfews, while stillness and quiet break open the vintage bottles and awake the real band. There are sounds lately that rise memories to the surface with great ease. The silence allowing for the sound of the wind to break through the sound of the road, the morning birds going about their business. I wake remembering summer camp. I wake remembering some sweetened moments from childhood. There's grief in the remembering. The return to stillness calls back the softest parts of our hearts. This is a time of deepening attention. Today, we will pause together to remember the art of listening, to remember what is revealed when we aren't in the way, to celebrate the crackle of a vinyl record, the unbound emotion of an unscarred heart. Today, we invite the real band, remembering the unfailing invitation of a quiet heart. A love scene in a movie catches us in a wistful mood. The right song, the right amount of quiet, and we start to remember. We may not acknowledge it as memory, but in the tugged heartstrings and the little arousals, there's a thread of something. It sits next to grief, holding our lives, our stories, like a chalice. Our inner silence, holding tight to all that it has absorbed. A lifetime of sound and color and impact. It's difficult to let go and be present. Years into life, to hear a song with fresh ears, to dive into silence that came so easily as children. Our inner silence is formed and scarred in the shape of our most deeply experienced moments. The songs we fell in love to, the songs that knew our first heartbreaks, the songs we ran to when we felt that nothing would ever change. Excuse me. The songs that got our motors running when we were teenagers, hitting the road for some new adventure. The songs we sang into the throes of easy friendship or into the deep intimacy of family. We hear differently when we are unburdened. Collecting noise is the business of life for so many of us. How many people hear new music and say they don't get it or it's not real music? In that same room, a teenager's heart is formed in the shape of something deeply heard. There is listening. There is one empty chalice and one full. Returning to the music of my own youth, I find scar tissue. I can tread through forgotten rooms, stare out the window of my childhood bedroom. If I'm brave enough, I can remember. Not just mentally, but with the beat of my own heart, I can go within and call the youngest parts of myself home. We've been spending a lot of time at home lately, not figuratively, but literally in our homes, and there are so many options to distract ourselves. Silence is there to befriend, but so many of us shy away, uncertain if we can charm silence into offering more space, more life. We fill our time with the noise of our lives. Smaller now, but all echoes of a chosen path. When the bills are managed and the kitchen is reorganized and the TV grows boring, we still have the entire universe of silence and sound left to us. So why not turn towards that space? The Sufi ritual of zikr translates to remembrance. In that practice, we chant and move and pray together, crying out to remember the divine. We're not seeking, but opening our hearts so that something left behind in the noise of life can return. We unclutter our cluttered hearts and allow something deeper and older to rise and fill the space. The spirit of this ritual is available to us always. Miles Davis said, "The real music is the silence, and all the notes are only framing the silence." In the world of musicians, we talk about players who appear proficient, but they overplay. They leave no space for the music, for the quiet. Our work is to frame the silence, to ask you to notice it, to befriend it, to call yourself home to a more immediate and fresh experience of what is. Our lives are often overplayed in this way. We overwork. We fill our time with so much activity that we lose this act of listening, of letting our deeper, older, wiser hearts rise and experience the world. We get down to the business of protecting our hearts so well that they're never fully in the game. So just for a moment today, let's play with listening. Let's check in with the wild, soft-hearted teenager who's asking you to remember how. And let's give ourselves a break from all the noise. As I play, please just allow sounds to arise. Sing with me if you want to. Don't if you don't want to. Remember that if you're alone in your home, nobody can hear you. So you can be as goofy as you want. And anytime you'd like, please return to this refrain. It's the beat, beat behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, you can tap your fingers against your heart and remind yourself of the wild mystery that animates your body and offers you this uniquely human experience. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, hello there, my old friend. You're no echo. You are new in every moment. And time again, we'll pretend that we're done learning, but we're new in every moment, like fresh, clean parchment. It's the beat behind the beat. Oh, 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 maybe if we settle into the smallness of this time, we'll find something inside. Something that we've lost, we're called to collect it, open up our hands, be patient,
and be grateful for the little waves behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Oh, it's the beat behind the beat. Behind, and I'll become the moon for you. I'll never give what I don't have, and I'll build up this inner glow and love you just by smiling. It's easier than fighting. It's the beat behind the beat. Oh, 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 so where are we? Settling into our hearts, a softer vibration. Look around at the faces you know and love in this community. Each one of you carries your own unique imprint on silence. Imagine a beach chair, empty and waiting under a starlit sky. The evening is warm and you have a soft blanket to wrap around your shoulders. You pause and notice the sky and the chair look inviting. You sit and this voice comes up to say, "You can't enjoy this the way you once did. Your mind is too busy, so why bother trying?" You hear that voice and say, "I hear you, but I'm gonna sit here anyway. Resistance, you are welcome to sit beside me." You rest and feel your body heavy in the chair. The depth of the sky reminds you how very small we all are, how unique it is to be here on a planet in human body, experiencing these distant fires in the sky. For a moment, you're still. Something arises in your heart like a lump in your throat. You think, "I used to do this all the time." A new voice arises and says, "The dishes are unfinished and there's that email you need to get to." You hear that voice and you say, "I hear you, but time moves slowly here and there's an abundance of moments. These moments are mine to enjoy. Urgency, you are welcome to sit beside me." Somewhere from deep within, an old campfire song comes to mind and you find yourself humming along. You open your mouth to sing and a voice says, "What if someone hears you? They'll think you're strange and you've never been much of a singer." You hear that voice and say, "I hear you, but I'm gonna sing anyway. It's been a while and this old song is good medicine for my heart. Fear, you are welcome to sit beside me." Out of my window, looking at the night, I can see the barges flickering light. Barges, I would like to sail with you. I would like to sail the ocean blue. Silently goes the river to the sea, and the barges too go silently. Barges, have you treasures in your hold? Do you fight with pirates brave and bold? Out of my window, looking at the night, I can see the barges flickering light. Starboard shines green and the port is glowing red. You can see them flickering far ahead. Barges, I would like to sail with you. I would like to sail the ocean blue. Barges, have you treasures in your hold? Do you fight with pirates brave and bold?
Trailing your last note off to the sky, you place your hand on your heart. There are no enemies beside you. Your protectors, fear, resistance, and urgency have taken the cue to rest. You're home. You're safe.
We all have these arsenals inside, and we build them for good reason. In a world that seems to go particularly hard on tender hearts, they are our great defenders. But without our careful instruction, they will stay on watch all of our days. We can, however, ask them to take a seat. We can sing them to sleep. We can thank them for our work. And when we are home, we can go home. It is a great grace to invite silence. It's a great grace to rest. Tonight, give yourself a moment like this. Find a starlit corner, a cool wall to rest your back against. Throw on an old LP, or let the street sound slip in through an open window. Gaze out to the sky or close your eyes. For a moment, don't try to fix anything. Don't try to change. Don't try to disarm. Just let the moment be new. Noise is a cruel ruler who is always imposing curfews, while stillness and quiet break open the vintage bottles and awake the real band. Thanks, y'all.